Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, where we talk to your favorite actors from film and television, music, comedy, and more. Today, we have a very special guest, Jackie Cruz. We are here to talk about her brand new film, Panama. Jackie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a lot of fun. Quite a departure from your previous work, obviously, from Orange is the New Black to this. But hey, as an actor, you get to stretch your wings a little bit. Let's talk about this project and what people can expect when they have the opportunity to watch.
Yeah, I play a character called Cynthia Benitez, and she's a CIA agent who gets Cole Hauser's character, you know, involved in a kind of a undercover job. I don't really want to say too much, but It was incredible working with Cole and Mel Gibson, for goodness sake. I felt like Orange is the New Black trained me for this day. And I hope I did a good job. I'm looking forward to watching the film. It was definitely spreading my wings, but she's a hardcore, confident, strong woman. So it's not too far away from Flaca.
No, it's not. I've had a chance to watch just a little bit, clips here and there. You do a fantastic job, as always, from what I've seen. And I think, absolutely, people are really going to appreciate this on many different levels. And I mean, of course, Cole Hauser, Mel Gibson, you got just massive powerhouses in there, along with yourself and so many other great people. And the background, although it's talking about a specific subject matter, is just the cinematography, the music, all of it is beautiful. This is so good. I'm very curious. We talked about this just briefly a few seconds ago, but when you go from a show like that, that you're on for several seasons, and then you come to another project, how easy is it for you as an actor to sort of let go of the person that you've embodied previously, and now you're coming in to play like a completely different character? I mean, does a little bit of Flaca bleed into other projects, or is that just kind of distanced and you're like, okay, now it's a new dawn, a new day, so to speak, and we've got to create a different individual.
It's a new skin, you know what I mean, that you're trying on. I've done a few things after Orange is the New Black, so I've gotten to express myself other ways. In Flaca, you know, she's this character that always will live, you know, in me, and people think that I am Flaca, you know, because they're like, oh, you're just like my cousin, da, 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 da. You know, people are, you know, they're very relatable to Flaca. Sure. And then, you know, they get to meet me and they're like, oh, you're not your character. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's actually a friend of mine that I imitate, but which is really cool. It's so much fun to create these powerful women in my head that I get to play, and I try, you know, to distinguish them. So maybe when you see me, you don't picture Flaca. So I really try really hard to separate each character and live in the skin of the character that I'm creating at the moment. Doing this movie was, you know, I look different. Like, that's a reason why I cut my hair too. Like, I wanted to just embody someone completely that you didn't recognize. So I hope that you didn't see Flaca when you
No, not at all. I mean, not even in this conversation am I getting that vibe. Although I do know people that would be like that individually, but obviously you've done other things since that show. This film Panama is amazing. I'm excited for people to watch it. One last question or two here. Interestingly enough, again, you've been a part of so many great things, but When were you bit by the acting bug? When did you know that you wanted to become a storyteller?
6 years old, after watching The Bodyguard.
Okay.
I saw Whitney Houston, and I'm also a singer, and I was just like blown away by her. And I was in the Dominican Republic in this movie theater, and I'm just looking, you know, watching this, you know, movie. And I was like, Mom, that's what I want to do. And I'm like 6 years old. And she's like, you know, she's from Queens, New York. And she's like, let me see if you got what it takes. And I'm like, I think I do, Mom. And then she's like, oh, you got potential. So, you know, she moved me to LA when I was 15 years old after, you know, definitely putting me in acting classes and vocal lessons and dance classes. Like, I did all that as a kid, you know, and she prepared me for, you know, becoming this as an adult. And that's when I got bit by the acting bug. You know, I did a lot of theater in the Dominican Republic. And in high school, I went to Hamilton Music Academy, which is a performing arts school in LA. And I was in marching band. I played the saxophone. I was just really into performing arts. And I pretty much graduated at 16, but I stayed in school for an extra year to have those, you know, classes, those performing arts classes. So, yeah. And then, you know, I started young, you know, I thought I started old because I wanted to be, you know, the Disney kid growing up. But, you know, my mom starting at 15, 16 was, I guess, pretty young.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think clearly it's worked out for you. Obviously, you've had a lot of success, measurable success, at least from my perspective, because you've been a part of course, so many great projects. And again, circling back around to this film, Panama, there's a lot happening here on a very visceral level. And this very strong, powerful character that you play with a message that is to be told. What can people expect from you, or what do you hope people take away from this film when they get a chance to watch it? Just as
a moment in history, something that maybe they didn't know, the power of politics, you know. After reading the script, I'm like, wow, you know, I got to learn a little bit, you know, of course it's a movie, but I got to learn a little bit more about, you know, the invasion and how it happened and, you know, behind the scenes of it. And it was pretty, you know, interesting and powerful and, you know, things that you didn't know could happen did happen. And I was really surprised. So I don't want to give away too much, but I definitely think, you know, people would know a little bit more about a moment in history of the U.S. and the invasion of Panama.
Yeah. I mean, more has come from this, you know, than cigars. I think people will appreciate the fact, you know, there's a lot of history here. I remember a lot of this happening. I was younger, but just a lot of things.
Yeah, me too. That's why I was like learning a little bit more by reading the script and looking it up and finding out things that I didn't particularly know happened.
Well, it's amazing. This film will be very exciting for people to watch. And as a sidebar, if you've never seen Orange is the New Black, you're missing out. It's on Netflix, but this film will premiere on Friday. Everybody, please check it out. Support the project. Support Jackie Cruz. Thank you for hanging out today. It's been an honor chatting with you.
Same here. Same here. Thank you. God bless.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe.
It's absolutely free.
The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.